You are listening to Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. I am your host, Chanel Scott. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer who has been supporting those on a spiritual journey for over a decade. I'm your tour guide into the world of the unknown, showing you that the magic of the universe is at your fingertips. I believe spirituality is simple and fun, and this podcast will make it easily accessible, giving you the real talk on all things divine and spiritual, helping you to step into the flow, manifesting your dreams because we all deserve to be living our best life. Are you ready for an adventure? Hello, sunshines, and welcome to a new episode of Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. My name is Chanel. I am your host and your spiritual tour guide, and I have a special guest today. So I'd like you to welcome Anita Kaiser of Anita Kaiser Wellness. She is a spiritual mentor working with empaths, sensitives, and starseeds. I asked her here today to talk about EFT. I have had the pleasure of working with Anita in a spiritual mentor capacity and using EFT, which has been a beautiful, beautiful tool for me in moving energy and clearing things. And I wanted to make sure that all of you guys know about it too and understand what it is. I think we talk about things, and especially EFT, we don't even like call it its full name. We just call it this like little like acronym, and people are like, what is that? And it's like, I always stumble on like, what is that stand for when I go to it? So let me introduce Anita. Anita, if you can say hello and maybe share your origin story with us.
Thanks, Chanel. I'm so happy to be here chatting with you today. And emotional freedom technique, EFT tapping. This is one of my favorite things. And you know, as someone who's been on a spiritual healing journey for most of my life, I've worked with a lot of different modalities, and EFT tapping is the one that created the biggest shift for me personally in freeing up capacity in my nervous system so that I could be more authentic and let go of the rigidity, the rules, the societal expectations, and just be more authentic, which means more love. And that's my big mission here on the planet. So
beautiful. Is there something in particular that drew you to EFT in the beginning?
Well, you know, I had a fair bit of trauma running in my system. And, you know, as an empath, as a sensitive being, just landing here is traumatic, right? This 3D world can be really intense for those of us who feel it all, and very confusing, as I think similar to your story, when you have gifts and the people around you do not want you using them, right? They're terrified of what you're bringing. And you're like, but it's very confusing. So that confusion, and then of course, you know, some additional traumatic experiences that I had, that was really hard. And so when I found EFT, it really allowed me to let go of that or integrate those parts in a way that made me feel more whole.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love that. So for those who don't know what EFT is, can you break it down for us? Like, what is it? How do we use it? How do we search out somebody that does it? Can you give us kind of like the lowdown?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things I want to say right off the top, everyone does it slightly differently. We're working with the same points. And so these are various acupressure points on the body that are connected to meridians. So the energy lines in the body, sort of, you know, traditional Chinese medicine history. And so as we tap on those points, we are activating that energy, which is, of course, connected to organs, which are connected to different emotions. And so it's this multifaceted approach, but anybody can do it. You can do it at home on your own. And as we do this tapping, working with these different lines, of course, when I'm working with someone, I'm adding words, but when you're starting, you can just hold the points or tap on the points and create shift. And so, in addition, then as we're accessing the organs that are holding the emotions, so then things are just, it creates more space for us. And this is actually, sorry, one more thing I just want to say, like, when life comes at you, it all feels like really close, right? When you're having one of these moments and you're like, I can't breathe, I can't sort out what's happening here. There's 52 different problems. And what I always think with EFT is it takes the problems from right here, blinding me, and moves them out so I can see. Oh, like it just gives me a little bit of space.
I love that you say that because I totally feel that when we do EFT, it really gives you the capacity to hold space to see them from a distance instead of like not being able to see them because they're so close to you. It's interesting too, because when you were talking about the meridians and how everything's connected, I'm like, oh, this is kind of like reflexology in the fact that we're hitting these, handful of points, but we're actually activating things through our entire body. So for those that are listening, if you know reflexology, that's a good like transition kind of thought. But I definitely feel that energetically, even just holding the points without words, without anything else, there is definitely this like energy. I almost want to call it a flush. It's almost like everything that's kind of heightened and too much to handle just kind of like flushes out my feet, and I feel grounded and centered again, and being able to kind of like see things or feel things. And it's like the awareness was there, but then once we start to tap, it's kind of like I can actually pay attention to the awareness of wherever it is showing up in my body. So beautiful.
I love this. And I think, what tapping often in the tapping world, it's described as because we are accessing the amygdala, right? Which is kind of like the thermostat in your brain. And the minute we start tapping, it turns the thermostat down. So maybe it was a five alarm fire to start with, and now it's just like this calm, a few embers in there, right? And I think that's such an important piece to just know it. There is tons and tons of science around EFT, and this is what happens in the brain.
That was one of the things that I loved about EFT is I had listened to a podcast, and it was just sheer fluke. They brought up, it wasn't EFT, it's the other one, harboring. Is it called harboring?
Havening.
Havening, thank you. Where you like rub your hands or you rub your face. And the person who developed Havening was trying to disprove EFT. And in fact, they just proved it even more in their study. So there is a lot of scientific background, research around why it works, which is so beautiful. If people are looking, there is definitely data out there that you can find. The other thing that I really loved about EFT was that it didn't matter how old you were, like kids can use EFT. It's like a simple tool that we can access. Anita, can you talk about the words? You talked about adding words to it. I know. There's a specific like science behind that even. So definitely being trained in EFT is important when we're starting to use it in that fashion. Now I know for you and I, we've talked about just using kind of a mantra word to like as we move through things, which is very different than what you do with me as a practitioner. So can you just speak to that piece of it?
Yeah, I think, and especially in the spiritual realm, when we work with EFT, we're working with what is true. And normally, that's something many of us don't actually want to look at because it's deemed more negative in society, right? So I have this problem. We start tapping on the problem, like we're talking about the problem, and When I work one-on-one with someone, I'm very tuned to the nervous system. So we don't tackle trauma head-on, right? But in the work, the way I work, so we have this problem, whatever the problem is, and the way it's showing up in your life now, maybe you're not feeling worthy or having a problem with a specific relationship. And so this is a result of the experiences that have happened in your life up until now. Many people believe we need to go back to the original, and sometimes that's valuable, but way after we've cleared a bunch of the current stuff. What's
Right.
actually happening here and now? That's how we work with the nervous system safely, or at least my belief in
Right.
that and the way I do that best. So we start with the negative, what's true right now, and we work with that until some new energy is available.
Right. So the words that you use, you create those based on what somebody is talking about, their problem. Like they've kind of explained their problem to you, and then you kind of pull words out of there for the tapping piece of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that is, you know, as I work with someone, we're talking, I get to hear what they're saying. And, you know, I've been thinking actually a lot about this because certain words, they're like almost lit up, right? They have a different energetic. And I'm
Yeah.
like, oh, you may not have even realized you said that, but that's important for us to work with, right? And I'll get these pieces, they're like threads of, oh, I can see that one goes way back in your history. And so let's work with this and create some space so that it feels clearer and easier and gentler. And then we can really shift something.
I love that because it's something that I think as intuitives or empaths, people that are sensitive, words carry a lot of energy. And, you know, this is that piece of like, what is your word for 2025 even? Like having that word that resonates with you. It's also that piece of like, we hear certain words and they trigger us and we're just like, oh, I don't want to hear that word. So it is, I love that you bring that up because I know even in my work, people will be talking and I'm like, that's the word. Like, that's the phrase. That's like jumping out at me and it needs attention because it's calling. So,
Yeah.
beautiful. How do you use this in your work? Because I think it's important to share that piece. You work with empaths, sensitives, star seeds, people that are very, you know, tend to have nervous systems that get, you know, activated really easily by the energies that are around us. So, you know, what do you use this for in your practice, and how do you help people with it?
Yeah, so it's the primary tool that I use, in addition to, of course, my intuitive nature. And, you know, as more gifts come in, they're all becoming a part of the work as well. But the EFT, it is the primary tool that I use. So we're working with that to just move the parts that are keeping us from being our authentic self, that are keeping us stuck in patterns that served us at one point, but are no longer serving us. So, mostly when I work with clients, we aren't actually tapping, we are just holding the points because my clients tend to have more anxious energy. They are more. The nervous system tends to be quite activated and overcharged because this world is so busy and there's so much coming at us all the time. And most of us have not learned how to actually rest. It's not valued in our society, although I think this is shifting. So I work with the words that people give me as we're like, you know, talking about things, and then we just follow that thread throughout to give space.
I I appreciate that you brought up the holding instead of tapping because I'm hypersensitive and tapping just really activates my system. So I'm a holder, I'm not a tapper, and that's always been kind of my energy has been that way. So I appreciate that you brought that up because I think it's important for some people to know that tapping those points might actually bring up too much, and if you hold them, so starting by holding first maybe and then tapping, is that a good rule of thumb? Try one and then the other.
I think if you know you're sensitive, if you know you're an empath, don't even tap, just hold.
Just hold.
Especially if you're doing it yourself. As, like,
For
especially
sure.
because it does, you know, what we haven't talked about here is tapping allows you access to the subconscious. So if there are memories that are ready to come up, you can access those, and if you're doing it alone, like, it can sometimes be too much, right? We need to be
Right.
prepared for it. And of course, you and I think we both know the body's only bringing up what it's ready to heal, and
Absolutely.
our
That's
mind.
really important because people, I think that's a big stumbling block for people in getting help, is they're afraid of what's going to come up. And I speak about this in past life regression because people are like, oh, I'm accessing the subconscious mind. What's going to come out? And it's like, you're only accessing what your body, your mind, your soul is agreeing that you are ready to access. It is not going to give you something that you are not ready to hold. Of course, doing it with someone else, there's somebody else actually holding space for you too, which is huge. But I think that it's really important for people to understand through most of the healing modalities that we offer. In the spiritual world, many of them, really honor the soul in the way that if you are not ready to access this, it's not going to give it to you. Now, I'm curious because of the way that we've worked together. So, when we work together, I absolutely see that piece of the subconscious mind opening up. And when we work together, I often get like visions or past lives or things that will help me to understand. But I also often feel things physically in my body. And is that common in EFT when you're working with a practitioner?
That is certainly with me. I want to bring you into your body. Most of the people I work with, it takes a while. Like, I always ask the question, where do you feel that? What's happening in there? But for most people, we are so trained to be in cognition. Most of us are operating from that place only. And so it takes time before we're ready to access the body.
Right.
But
Then
then
go
once
ahead.
we're there, then that's where the information is held. And that is where, you know, so many of our traumas, the things we experienced that weren't in alignment with us, they are now being held in parts of our body. And so as we age, that becomes more and more important to access for healing and long-term health and wellness.
So is that typically the goal then is to have people feel it in their body? And is that a normal thing within EFT just, or is that something that you see? I'm just trying to like make it clear for people.
No, I love this. I love this clarity. So, certainly not. I don't think this is the norm with EFT.
Okay.
And I have specifically trained in something called conscious EFT. So, what I, it's leading edge, really pushing sort of the this full body connection and this really soft way of doing it. You know, when EFT first came out, it was like right in there on the trauma, you know, poking at it. And there are many people who do it like that. And you might get some temporary relief. In fact, you will for sure get temporary relief. But long-term healing is what I want for you. I want you to be able to get to that place long-term where you're not recycling the same suffering.
Right. I appreciate the way that you do it as a medical intuitive and somebody that uses the body as well. I very much see that connection between, the experiences we've had in our life, good and bad, because we hold that all of it. When we access memories, they do come up physically in our body, whether or not we are tuned in enough to tap into that or not. It's beautiful that you hold space for people in a way that allows them to feel into their bodies safely, and you're holding space for them to feel those things and allow them to come forward to be able to clear them. Our bodies hold everything, past, present, and future. So they are this wealth of knowledge, and our body is non-biased. It doesn't care about, your agenda or whatever. It also, like I've said before, and we just previously talked about, it will keep you safe in the sense that if you're not ready to have access to that, it won't give you access to that. Our bodies are just such this incredible tool that I think get underutilized and underpaid attention. Because again, like you said, rest is not normal. Like that is not what's been the norm for so long. And again, I agree with you. It's totally shifting into this beautiful new space, but we came from the hustle. We came from the keep pushing through it. Cry, don't worry about the pain. Just keep on going. And that is totally not the way that it is these days. We are totally transforming that into something completely different where we honor the feelings and what we are holding in our body. And I think it's such a beautiful thing that we've moved into this very conscious way of being. So thank you for sharing that. Oh, I love the EFT and what it's done for me. I think it's always important to talk about finding a practitioner that resonates with you, finding someone that actually is offering the kind of work that you want to work with. It's not something we should ever jump into without kind of a knowledge and an understanding of who we're working with. And this is not just EFT. This is everything. I see all the time, oh, I'm looking for a psychic. I'm like, okay, but what for? And when people have a something specific, it's like, okay, that's not my skill set, but I know somebody that works in that. So it is important to do our research to connect to people. I love, Anita, you have a lot of offerings that people can access to kind of get an idea of who you are. I know you have a lot on Insight Timer. So do you want to share kind of the places that people can find you?
Yeah, I have a lot of free offerings on Insight Timer, free tapping meditations. I also have three courses over there that are, they're just $20 a piece. If you're not a member, if you're a member of Insight Timer, they're actually free. So
So just
that's.
quickly, for those that don't know, Insight Timer, you can join online. It's an app. I think you can use it on the computer as well. Am I correct? I always use the app.
It's not very good on the computer.
Okay.
It's definitely the app is better.
It's the better way to do it. So it is free. You can access a ton of things that are absolutely free on Insight Timer. I do not have a membership. I just access things for free. There are paid aspects, and then of course there's a membership which gives you like everything. So it is a really great tool if you're getting into spirituality. I often will use it to just find something like a meditation or something for what I need in the moment. And of course, I love accessing everything that Anita's got on there and share. So for those that don't know, go and get Insight Timer. It's an app on your phone, on your smart phone or your tablet. And there's so much great stuff, but definitely go and check out Anita's stuff. Where else can we find you, Anita?
So I have an Instagram profile, Anita Kaiser Wellness, and Facebook, and of course my website. I have quite a few blogs that I've written, and they talk about EFT, they talk about healing, but also there's a fair bit on there about my own personal journey. And I think back to what we were saying about choosing the right practitioner for you. For me, it's so important to work with someone who not only talks the talk, but like is doing their own work. And that,
Right.
I continue to do my own work and I share a lot of the way I live, my own personal stuff on the blog. So you really get a feel for who I am and what I'm doing and where I'm going.
Right. Now, how do you work with people?
So I, This year, I only am working one-on-one with clients. So I have three different packages, and I'm very flexible about, the way they work. Like sometimes we work depending on who it is, what their budget is, what kind of goals they have. Sometimes we work by meeting weekly, sometimes we meet bi-weekly, sometimes we meet once a month. And it's just this continual support. So, as I received in meditation many months ago, I cannot go and be heart wide open in the world without the right support behind me. I need to have a support team. And so I'm very, very specific and clear in making sure that I have what I need so I can go out there and do it. And most of
Right.
us don't take enough time with that.
Right. Support is so key and so important. And that is what you do. You support people on their healing journey and on their journey to expanding and opening and getting to where they want to be. I know you have a bit of a niche for business people, but you definitely work with everyone, which is so beautiful. Now, I believe. And you still do it? Do you still do a virtual cuppa with people to make sure that it's the right fit?
Yes, of
Absolutely.
course.
I
That's
wanted to make sure
it's
people knew that.
yes, yeah. Thank you, Chanel. Like it's of course we need to meet, we need to talk. I need to feel your energy, you need to feel me. And I just want to say, as a sensitive, as an empath, many of the healing modalities that I worked with initially, where I went and got support, they weren't a good fit because people did not understand the energy. And you need to be able to move with that, right? You can't go in with a set plan and the energy shifts or changes, and you're trying to work with what was truth 3 days ago or 5 minutes ago. You need to be. So, I think that's really important. And when I started working with people who got that, things really shifted.
I am someone who's very particular about who I work with. So I really appreciate that. I think it's really important for us to understand who we're working with and what they're offering us and what we're offering back. It is an energy exchange when we work with someone, and it's really important that our energies, work together and feel good together. So I'm definitely somebody who really takes a lot of time in the people that I work with because my energy is so sensitive. It's important for me to have somebody that's holding space in a way that I need to be held because of my energy, right? So I love that you do that with people because it is also too this piece of like we both need to fit together. We need to make sure that I'm also the right fit for you. And if you hear things, and I do this all the time, I'm like, you know what? I know who would work better for you. Like, this is the person you want to go work with because they specialize in that. Or like, for whatever reason, your energies are just coming together and this is where you need to go. So I think it's really important for us to have those moments of collection and knowing that this is a good fit and I want to work with you just as much as you want to work with me. Because
Yeah.
that is huge. Again, it's that piece of support. So,
Yeah.
people, and is it anitakaiser.com.ca?
No, it's AnitaKaiserWellness.com.
Thank you. So, anitakaiserwellness.com to book a virtual cuppa or just to see more of your work. And again, Insight Timer, Instagram, Anita Kaiser Wellness on Instagram as well, correct? Beautiful. Now you know how to find my dear friend Anita and her beautiful work. I am so grateful for all that I've gotten out of EFT. It has been huge in moving energy in my own system and really holding space for things to come forward for me to be able to access. Sometimes I feel like I take over our sessions and just be like, this is what I'm working on now. And I appreciate that you're able to like flow with my craziness sometimes. But I am so incredibly grateful that I really wanted others to understand EFT and what it has to offer. Anita, do you have any other resources that you would suggest for people, like a book or like any other places that they could start? Definitely reaching out to you is the perfect place to start, but just if somebody wants to kind of learn a little bit more.
Yeah, I think, If you are someone who really wants to understand the science before moving forward, Peta Stapleton in she works out of Bond University in Australia. She is the gold standard researcher. She has so much information, and accessing her website to see some of the science on there, like if you need that, that's the place to go.
Perfect. I'm going to put her name in the, as well as all your information in the show notes so people can find you. Thank you so much for joining me and having this beautiful conversation about your work today. I am so grateful for you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Chanel. It's such a privilege.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone who joined us and listened today from my heart and soul to yours. Until the next time. Bye now.